country. Is it a rumor? Certainly. But could it be a reality? Yeah, it could be a reality when we have these sea-grade containers coming back from communist China, 98% uninspected, and that's conservative.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. No, and it's worse because 97% is actually coming on foreign flag, which is against the law. The Merchant Marine Act of 1936 mandates that the majority of U.S. cargo be carried on U.S. flag, U.S. crewed, and U.S. manned, U.S. constructed vessels. And the reason for that is civil defense and national security.
Yeah.
Good jobs are part of civil defense. Medical benefits are part of civil defense. You know, right now, with 40 million people without medical benefits, that's a national disaster in and of itself, with all the things with avian flu or bird flu or chicken flu or mad cow disease and Celebrex and Vioxx and, you know, even the games they're playing with Codex Alimentarius and all this other stuff. It's just absolutely insane. And it's textbook, if you look back through history, of what happened to Egypt, what happened to Rome, what happened to Greece. Every empire has been set up to where they set up these enormously elaborate and complex liberal programs of like a free society, which is good. I mean, much of this stuff, and I do believe that in a commonwealth or free society, certain things should be guaranteed minimally, because if they're not, I mean, how can we have 200 people in the world controlling 80 to 90% of the wealth? That's a huge bottleneck. And when you bring out the adage of rising tide raises all boats or whatever, that means that, you know, all boats are sitting on the same, you know, sea level, water level, you know, whatever. And that as the tide rises, it raises all boats, meaning that even those with the bigger boats are still have a better vantage point overall. But when you try to draw up all those boats from the, you know, flying bridge of some of the larger yachts or whatever, as a,
right.
I guess some euphemism or whatever, it doesn't work that way. You know, you need to spread out the wealth, spread out the access, spread out the representation. We're at a point right now where it's taxation without representation.
Yes.
That's a revolutionary time.
Absolutely, and you read the Declaration of Independence today, and it's relevant today.
Exactly, even more so.
Even more so.
Like, and even things like, there's all kinds of Supreme Court rulings and stuff on about the Merchant Marine, and in 1936, and some of this stuff was done under FDR, and there's a lot of Republicans, especially these neocons, neoconservatives, whatever I call them, Nero convicts.
Yes.
You know, they hate FDR. They hate anything about him. And if you remember, Hitler hated and went after the Social Democrats. And, you know, these people that we have in there that are quote-unquote Democrats are nothing but a bunch of mislabeled far-right, warmongering, war-loving, fascist pigs who want to, suck off the tit of corporate nation state. And, you know, they don't care anything about us. I mean, look at Bill Frist. You know who Frist is, right?
Yes.
His family was involved in a huge scandal with Medicare and Medicaid. They had to pay back $1.7 billion to the U.S. Treasury. And this is all that's out. And there's a bunch of books on it and stuff or whatever, and it's out there. I'm not making this up. And it's common knowledge. His brother, Tommy Frist. They had to pay back $1.7 billion to the U.S. Treasury because of false claims and federal contracting violations. And now he's the Senate Majority Leader. He is a pirate, just like the rest of this Congress. They have set up even programs to where they're insuring soldiers for $400,000 per soldier. It was $250,000 initially in the first act of Congress for the soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan. And now they've upped it to $400,000, but they've also increased the bonus $40,000 for anyone who would sign up. And if you think about it, that's a 10% of the, you know, payout if the soldier's killed. These people are actually making a profit because that money, the $400,000, is not going to the soldier or the estate or family of that soldier. There's a bunch of corrupt politicians and lawyers and judges who are taking that money and putting it in their own pocket instead. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And that's, they've set it up in such a fashion to increase the number of deaths, just like in Vietnam, because this whole insurance scam was going on during Vietnam, too. They had the soldiers insured for $100,000, and the money was not going to the, you know, veterans and stuff or their family, because it's supposed to be for death, disability.
Let's keep going with you on the other side.